Well, more news now, and in our next group of stories, a Norwich man aims to raise funds for East Anglia Children's Hospices, and steam power is on parade at Strumpshaw. But we start with concerns over future plans for Norwich Airport.
A Norwich MP has heard public concerns about early morning flights and increased pollution at a meeting about the future expansion of Norwich Airport. Norwich North MP Chloe Smith, Old Catton Parish Councillors and District and County Councillor Karen Vincent talked to residents about the new plans put forward to the airport surrounding it next 30 years. Norwich Airport has published a draft master plan, which is open to consultation until September the 15th. The plan outlines options for how the airport could grow with an extended runway, larger cargo and commercial aircraft, with extended flight times to 1:30 a.m. But residents fear early morning flights will cause excessive noise and more planes would cause more air pollution. Chairman of Old Catton Parish Council, Judy Leggett, said the major concern for most people is the extension of the flying times into early mornings, 4 days a week. But we have been discussing the advantages and disadvantages. The advantages are more choice of flights, and residents seem to be welcoming the runway extension. Passenger numbers exceeded 500,000 for the first time last year since 2008 and could rise to 1.4 million by 2045. Norwich Airport is worth around £70 million to the region's economy, and this could increase to £170 million in the same period.
A Sproston man with a keen sense of adventure is to continue raising funds for East Anglia's Children's Hospices by taking part in its new and improved Ride for Life. Jez Kidd has spent the best part of 8 years supporting this good cause, organising 2 music events and a boxing show, as well as taking part in a half marathon, Boxing Day swim and London to Paris bike ride twice. His incredible efforts have raised in excess of £60,000. Now he'll add to that by riding around 200 miles between each's hospices at Quiddenham, the Treehouse in Ipswich and Milton in Cambridgeshire. Mr. Kidd, who's greatly supported in his fundraising by his employer, Doors Plus, said, "I haven't been on my bike for 2 years since I last rode London to Paris, and off the back of a 2-week holiday in Turkey, I'm a bit worried that I'm going to find it hard going. I'm definitely looking forward to it, though." He became aware of each through a scooter club that he was part of. The club held a small annual music event for charity, but Mr. Kidd decided to grab the bull by the horns 1 year and helped raise £7,000. "I've continued raising money for each because of all the great work they do," he explained. "It breaks my heart to see the kids with all their difficulties when a lot of people take life for granted. Each became even more important to me when my cousin lost her baby boy not long after birth, as the support and aftercare she received from them was second to none." The Ride for Life starts on Friday, September the 29th, and runs over 3 days, beginning and ending in Snetterton, at the home of the headline sponsor Johnston Logistics UK.
3 historic farming machines that last worked together in the 1940s were reunited at the Strumpshaw Steam Museum's Autumn Rally. The machines were brought together to bring in the autumn harvest by steam power. They included the museum's recently restored Marshall steam engine, which was put to work alongside a Marshall thrashing drum and a Marshall straw pitcher, belonging to West Norfolk farmer Roger Coe. Visitors to the rally got to see the 3 machines processing a crop of corn in a scene not witnessed since Mr. Coe's father sold the engines in 1944. My father, Frank, brought the steam engine and drum in 1939, and they used to work together, said Mr. Coe. He owned a farm near King's Lynn, but also worked as an agricultural contractor and used to travel around with the machines to process corn. The engine was built in 1928 and supplied new by J.W. Slater of King's Lynn to Renault Brothers of Hunstanton Hall Farm, Ringstead. It was later purchased by Mr. Coe's father, and after he sold it, the engine changed hands on numerous occasions from 1946 to 1957. It was eventually bought for £130 in 1957 by the late Wesley Key, founder of the Strumpshire Steam Museum.
A care home in Cringleford was joined by the Norwich All Saints Women's Institute as they shared their knitted creations with the residents. Cavill Court Care Home on Dragonfly Lane was visited by the women's organisation when they donated sensory bands, or twiddle muffs, to support residents living with dementia. A sensory band is a pocket or glove that has attachments added to it for tactile stimulation. Samantha Woods, Customer Relations Manager at Cavill Court, said, "We're thrilled that the Norwich All Saints WI took the time to knit the residents these sensory bands. The bands have proven benefits for older people, especially those living with dementia, as they help to calm and distract if an older person is feeling anxious." Emily Players from Norwich All Saints WI added, "We really enjoyed knitting them and hope that they'll bring much joy to the residents who use them."
A cafe set up by comedian Ruby Wax is to have its first session in Norwich later this month. The Frazzled Cafe is a place where people who are frazzled can go to unwind, and will be hosted in Marks and Spencer's up and down the country after its launch. The cafes are designed for people who don't want to bother others by sharing their thoughts. Sessions involve no more than 20 people and are led by volunteer facilitators. Ruby said, "For the last 10 years in the second half of my shows, the audience speaks out. They were safe in that theatre. And I said that one day I wanted to open a safe place for people to talk." Norwich's M&S store has been chosen as one of 11 to hold the meetings over the next few months.
More than 40,000 people poured into the Norfolk Showground last weekend for one of the summer's biggest music events. Now in its fifth year, the Sundown Music Festival brought music lovers from across the country to the region as the three-day festival boasted its largest ever lineup. Some of the biggest names in music performed over the weekend, including Craig David, Rag & Bone Man, Pendulum and You Me at Six. Although the festival's grown over the years, it still supports many rising Norfolk stars, with artists including the Thetford rapper Franco Frazee and singer-songwriter John Gallier from Caister, just some of the local names among the lineup. Lawrence Bagnall, Sundown event director, said, "With massive names like Craig David, Pendulum and Rag & Bone Man on the lineup, and more music than ever before for visitors to choose from across five stages, this year is the biggest and best yet for the Sundown Festival." Sundown is the last music event in the festival calendar.